All right, Rip, if you could first introduce yourself for us, please.
Sure. Rip Ripito. I'm the president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board.
So a little bit about the importance of the National Farm Machinery Show to Louisville, to the Kentucky State Fair Exposition Center, and really to the state.
Sure. You know, it starts at a very global level. The National Farm Machinery Show is the show that everyone wants to become because it represents everything great about farming. It's an opportunity for people to come together, and in many ways we're a matchmaker. We match the people who live out farming every day with the people who have tools and engineers to be able to find solutions and be able to make farming even that much more efficient and productive. If we don't continue to look for ways to do that, the gap between farm and table is going to grow. Trying to figure out how we feed the world is going to get harder, and we need to continue to be innovative. We need to be relevant, and that's what we do every day, is try to find a way to be able to match our exhibitors and the awareness with the people who live it out in their everyday lives.
Tell us a little bit about the history of this show. We're celebrating 50 years, but it kind of got its start a little bit a couple years earlier, right?
It did, you know, and there was a dairy show and different kinds of shows that had been toyed with in the early 60s, and then 50 years ago, 1966, they brought together an initial group of people with about 40 to 50 exhibitors and small 10 by 10 booths over in the West Wing with the idea of being able to try and celebrate farming. Farming was very important then, as it is now, and what they did was create something that was so innovative and probably without even realizing it at the time. And so it literally started with 40 to 50 10 by 10 booths, which is relatively small. We're now at 860 plus exhibitors and 1.2 million square feet of exhibit, and have a waiting list of people wanting to get in. And it's because the leadership over the past 50 years that I get to now be a part of has kept it relevant, kept it important, and kept it out in the public awareness so that we can keep finding solutions to the things that the farmers are looking for.
You've seen a significant expansion in the last 50 years. Talk about plans for the future. Is there potential for even more growth and opportunity to get for the show to expand?
Oh, sure. We look every year at trying to figure out how to stay relevant. There's so many issues out there that deal with farmers. There's legislation that comes about. There's new technology, and not necessarily computer technology. It's you know, how do we plant faster? How does the equipment we have last longer? And you know, there's so many companies that work in so many ways that are there being innovative. And so when I say technology, it might be something new when it comes to treads or into tires or into motors or the implements or whatever the case may be. We're constantly looking at those kinds of issues because we're not just about exhibits, we're about education. So we have a lot of seminars that we conduct. People come here to learn about what's new in the product world and innovation, learn about what advocacy is going on. So we will always have that as our root core. In terms of size, we're limited somewhat with the structure that we have. We have a waiting list for people who want to become exhibitors, and which is great in one respect because the demand's there. We're working to find ways of being able to communicate and work with them more and find ways for them to continue to be part of the show. But we will constantly look and see what it takes for us to remain relevant to the farmer and create that awareness as long as I'm here.
Well, as part of the show, it was 50 years ago for this, but the tractor pull was added just a few years later. Tell me about that and how that has helped add something to this show over the last 47 years, right?
Sure, yeah. You know, this will be the 47th championship tractor pull, and it's an awesome event. And Billy Joe Miles and others came together about 3 years after starting National Farm Machinery Show, and the idea was to find out a way of bringing in a demographic and to add some entertainment. People came to town. The show ended at 5 or 6 in the evening. We had the evenings available, and it brought in a group of people, created an awareness, and it's the same demographic in many ways, and it was sort of a grassroots effort that's grown into being probably the world's most recognized competition in terms of tractor pull, and we're very proud of it. And so we launch the 47th championship tractor pull this evening. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that we have plenty of tickets available. So we hope everyone can come out and see that. If you've never seen a tractor pull, it will amaze you with the equipment, the technology. It is a form of mechanical choreography that you will never experience anywhere else.
And the sound and the noise, that's absolutely for sure. Well, the other unique thing about this show, besides being the largest indoor farm show, is that it's free for people to attend. And you have a large number of exhibitors. You talked a little bit about where they're from, but you get quite a crowd in here every year. And why do you keep it so reasonable? You have to park, you have to pay to park, but sure. But there's, so you get a lot of young people here, lots of students come in.
You know, it's one of those things, again, about our mission and what we do. We're here to advance agriculture and the awareness about agribusiness. And we were founded with that purpose in mind. You know, the Kentucky State Fair Board has been around in one form or another for about 112 years. And so we're unusual in the respect that we own our own shows. We own this show. We own the North American International Livestock Expo. We own the Kentucky State Fair and operate all three. But we also play host over 330 other events, trade shows, conventions, and corporate activities throughout the year. And so we do these things with the understanding that our roots in agriculture mandate how we function and who we are and what we do when we operate. And so as we look at how we continue to build that awareness on the importance of agribusiness, we will always have that as our foundational core and work to find a way of keeping that important and keeping that awareness. It's just our DNA. And we're not going to change that.
How many visitors do you expect this year?
I think we'll have around 300,000.
Anything else you'd like to add, Rip?
No, it's just such an honor to be a part of a great team here. We have a wonderful team. We appreciate the exposure that we get from our media partners and friends. So we appreciate the opportunity to be able to discuss with you and your listeners. Do what you can, everyone who's listening, to find a way of advancing agriculture in your local community or your state. It's important, it's relevant, and the world needs you.
Thank you very much. Nice words. Thank you, Rip. Here at the 50th anniversary of the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.